This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor and to today's topic. I have what I want and I'm totally miserable. You know, this topic rings so close to home. At the age of 36, you know, I had things that I wanted, but there wasn't that something that got me out of bed in the morning. I lost my passion. And what's worse is I allowed other people's perceptions of what I should be doing taint my own perception. And even worse than that was I allowed my limiting beliefs to stand in my way of really, truly connecting with my passion. And I wish I had our guest speaker. I wish I had that connection with her way back then, because you guys are in for such a treat. We have Ava Work with us today, and we're going to be talking to her in just a moment about finding that passion. But before we bring her on, I'd like to share with you quickly the Attraction Factor tip of the week. I was watching The Voice. I'm a real sucker for The Voice. And I was watching The Voice last night, and Usher shared one of my favorite quotes by Neil Donald Walsh, and that was, "We're human beings, not human doings." And I think we sometimes forget that we are human beings. And so, my friends, I want to encourage you, for just a moment in time, maybe just this moment in time, be. Stop what you're doing and just be. Be you. Be in the moment. And just be. Because all the things, all the really cool things happen when we're just being and when we can take that time to just notice what's going on around us, as opposed to just doing the things that we need to get done. So I want to encourage you, just be. And now it is my distinct honor, pleasure, if I can get it out, pleasure and privilege to introduce to you our guest today, Ava Work. She's a career and lifestyle expert who works with women to discover their life's passion and to have a career and life they love through one-on-one, online, and live group coaching programs. She also helps women align their passion with their profits. She has spent 10-plus years working as a Wall Street executive and in business development for startups before realizing her true calling was to help others tap into their inner brilliance and to live their true potential. She is a successful multi-career transitioner and believes in never giving up on discovering your passion and living the life you were truly meant to live. She's also a contributor to career and entrepreneurship focus blogs. So I really want to encourage you to check these blogs out. The Daily Muse, Brazen Careerist, and the blog She Takes on the World. To learn more about her, please, please, please visit her website, unleashthebrilliancewithin.com. And be sure to download her free ebook, Now That I Have My Perfect Life, Why Am I So Miserable? Ava, it is such a pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pam. It is an honor to be here.
Well, you know, I know you've walked a journey or two in getting to the place you are now. I am really curious. Have you always known what you wanted and what made you tick?
Well, Pam, so far from it. I spent my 20s working on Wall Street, and I knew that it wasn't my passion, but I didn't know what else to do. Like, mm-hmm. I just didn't have, like, I wasn't that person that always knew that I was giving up on a dream or had this innate passion. And so I just did what everyone else was doing. You know, I went to go get money. And I just broke down at the age of 29. And I said, you know, I'm making six figures. I have a perfect life and career on paper. Why am I so miserable? You know, what's going on here? And there was just that voice inside of me that says, you know, you're giving up on something. Like, there's something more you should be doing. You know, what happened to that little girl that wanted to cure cancer, or, you know, looked up to people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King that changed the world?
Amazing. Yeah. What happened to her?
You know, she got lost in whatever society had expected that mm-hmm. you should be doing, mm-hmm. you know, to look good on a piece of paper. And there weren't any role models like there are now, I believe, that says you can live a life of your dreams, you can do big things in the world, and you can succeed.
You know, and you make a really valid point. We get so caught up in the shoulds and what's going to look good or what we think is going to look good based on what we've grown up learning and being surrounded by. So I'm curious, how did you figure it all out?
That was my, I call it, 4 to 5 year journey to figuring it out, because there wasn't anyone like myself there to help me. And so, you know, I went through a long struggle. I had what I call a breakdown to get through my breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was, you know, trying different things, whether, you know, I went back to school, I tried different career. I had 2 other different careers before this. You know, I read every book out there, What Color Is Your Parachute? I read every self-help book. It wasn't until I actually started working with a coach and then also committed myself. So even before that, really committed and made the decision to figuring it out and said, come hell or high water, I'm going to figure out what I'm meant to do on this planet. And I gave myself permission to figure it out. And everything showed up that I needed. The coach, you know, the people in my life, the support, the network, all of it.
I think it's incredible that once you gave yourself permission, all the things you needed to help you figure it out appeared.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. But I have to ask, what are some common obstacles that you've seen that prevent someone from figuring it out or connecting to their true gifts and their passion?
I believe that there are 2 things that would really prevent someone from figuring out their true gifts and passion. And one, I would say, is lack of clarity. And the other is mindset. What you've mm-hmm. talked about in terms of limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. You know, not believing that you can do something else, that you deserve to have the life that you want. You know, all those negative mindsets around mm-hmm. that. So those are the 2 most powerful things that I feel like I've seen, mostly in combination.
And, you know, that lack of clarity is such a big one. And I've heard it quite often from different people. I have no idea. And I don't know how I'm going to get clear. What do you say to somebody who says, I have no idea where I'm going to gain that clarity from?
I say the number one thing they need to do is, like, get off that hamster wheel, mm-hmm. get out of their head and into their heart. You have to connect mm-hmm. and go within. And they need to, what I call radical self-care. They just have to start taking care of themselves. Because most of the time, we're not doing that. When I worked on Wall Street, I was not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
I was just go. And I was numb. I was numb to my feelings and my body and everything. And it wasn't until I actually went in that the light bulb started coming, like all the answers started coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to go within. You have to take care of your mind, body, and spirit first.
Oh, and I couldn't agree more. And for those who have followed this show for the last year and a half, they will have heard me say multiple times, you know, even 10 minutes of self-care can make a huge difference.
Because
yeah, well, when we lose connection, it is numbing. And it's very hard to create clarity when we're not connected to ourselves. So
exactly.
Fantastic.
Like divine inspiration is not going to come through you when your head is all over the place. you're running a mile a minute and you're in a negative mindset. Like nothing's going to come in and be connected.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I'm beginning to sound a bit redundant, I know. So I'm really curious, what do you do for self-care?
Oh, great question. So I have what's called a morning practice, and I meditate for at least 10 minutes, if not more, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
I do a personal power and unconditional self-love affirmation routine, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I even have EFT exercises that I do.
Good. Sounds like a great, great ritual to start your day off and to stay connected to you. We talked about self-care as being one of those ways to overcome an obstacle that gets in our way of creating that passion or connecting with that passion. What advice would you offer someone in addition to that to overcome some of those obstacles?
I would say, maybe I'm biased, but I would say hire a coach. best thing I ever did, hire a coach, because we have a blind spot when it comes to ourselves, you know,
sure.
And you need someone who is going to call you out on your BS. And I didn't want to curse, so I'm saying BS.
That's okay. BS is acceptable.
And it's acceptable. It's the truth. You know, we all have limiting beliefs. We self-sabotage. We're in resistance, and we need someone to call us out on it and to help us, you know, give us the tools to get through that.
Oh, you bet. And I'm a big proponent, obviously, of coaching. And I absolutely agree with you. It's having that outside party or that collaborative partner that is willing to say to you, you know what, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I'm observing, and this is what you're doing. Because as you said, sometimes we're not even aware that we're doing certain things. Absolutely.
And the other thing I would say too is surround yourself with like-minded people.
Mm.
You know, really like-minded, positive people. It's changed my life. You always want to be around people that are, you know, being more, you know, than you are, even like just the people that you look up to, you want to surround yourself with.
Oh, good advice.
And there's, I think Jim Rohn said this, he said, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with most.
Great advice. Because it is. It's very easy when we're in that place of disconnection to create connections, as counterintuitive as this is going to sound, with other disconnected people, other people who are in pain. You know, that there is that thing, misery loves company. So I love that advice of connecting with other people that will be positive role models.
Exactly. Absolutely. Like, in a positive mindset, doing the things that you know, you're aspiring to do, it really is a game changer.
What do you say to the person, because we touched on limiting beliefs just a moment ago. What do you say to the person who says, you know, I don't think I deserve to have that passionate, connected life that I love, that excites me and gets me out of bed every morning?
What I think is interesting about that question is I'm not hearing that so much because I think people are not aware. It's such a deep rooted core limiting belief. They're not even aware that they're feeling that they don't deserve it. You know, but it comes up in self sabotaging behavior and in resistance. So what I do is I'll have them look at, you know, how they're resisting, how they're self sabotaging, and why that's connected to that core limiting belief. And then it's like, let's do some exercises to shift that.
Excellent. Would you mind giving just, if you can, just a brief example of an exercise you might walk someone through?
Like I said earlier, in terms of the affirmations that I use, I think the personal power and the unconditional self-love affirmations are really powerful. I have an excerpt that I give to all my clients, and I make them read it for, I think, 21 to 42 days, depending on the person that I'm giving it to. So because then it enters into our subconscious, and then we can reprogram by, you know, just consistent, repetitious behavior. And, like, just putting in the positive and shift and taking out the negative. That's one thing that I'll do. And the other is I'll give them some EFT scripts to use.
And I think it's really important. You mentioned something that a lot of us don't think about, and that's the switching the mindset from the negative to the positive. We may not even be aware we're being negative. And it takes, you know, someone to help us to create that awareness that we are being negative so that we can switch from that negative mindset to that positive mindset. I know affirmations are really helpful. You also mentioned something, too, about personal power. And I'm huge into personal power. Can you talk a little bit more about how personal power might be connected to finding your passion?
Well, I believe if you're not in your personal power, you know, you're really not going to have the mindset and the discipline to, you know, to do the exercises, right? To do the work that you need to do, the inner work, and commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Than if you didn't, you know, than if you weren't in that personal power. So that's very, very important. Because, like, when you're in your personal power, you're only bringing in the positive beliefs and the positive thoughts, and then it's like you have a bubble that's like basically deflecting the negative ones.
Mm-hmm.
So all the beliefs about like what society is telling you should be doing, if you're in your personal power, you'll be deflecting that.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, and I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier about the self-sabotaging. You know, when we're self-sabotaging, obviously we're not standing in our own personal power. So it's so important to change that mindset so that you can connect to more positive and powerful things and there, you know, find your passion. When I went through this stage in my life at the age of 36 and not really knowing what I was passionate about, I too at that time decided to hire a coach. And one of the things that she said to me was, do the things that you love doing. In order to figure out what you are most passionate about. And I got to be honest with you, at first that was really difficult. I had to sit with that for a little bit. What do you say to somebody who says to you, I don't know what I love doing just yet?
You know, I first of all, that's a great question. I think because if anyone understands this, it's me, right? Like I said that I had no passion 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not the truth. The truth is that when you are, you know, when you're taking care of yourself, you know, that radical self-care piece, you're starting to see things that you enjoy doing. You pick up on things. So whether it's as small as, like, I enjoy going to yoga. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like organizing my closet. You know, you just pick up on the things that you enjoy doing. And then you just keep doing that more and more. And, you know, maybe it's not... like you're going to know your exact passion right away, but you're going to start paying attention to the clues of what lights you up. Maybe that's why she was telling you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so. And I know I went through an entire journey to trying different things on for size and really paying attention to what made me feel good and where I felt most powerful. And what was interesting as I was doing that, I realized there was a commonality. They all had being with people and supporting others. What was even funnier was looking back over the course of my lifetime and recognizing, I was my most happiest when I was supporting others. So, you know, coaching was a perfect fit. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Perfect fit. So,
I was going to say that usually it's the thing that comes to us most easily that, you know, that's what we should be doing. But a lot of people are not aware of it because it comes too easily to them. They just miss it.
Yeah, absolutely right on. You know, if you had 3 magic jewels that you could give to someone in terms of connecting to their passion and getting out of that state of being miserable, what would those 3 gems be?
I would say have a mindfulness practice.
Mm-hmm.
Surround yourself with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And take action. Take action on the things you enjoy doing.
Great. Yeah, that action piece is an important piece, and one that we don't always engage in. But you're absolutely right. I think it's important to take action. Get into motion. Get into gear. So what's on the horizon for you?
Let's see. Continuing to get my work out in the world. You know, continuing to get this message to as many women as possible. I really want women to know that they can absolutely, you know, discover their true passion, live their passion, and then profit from their passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to speak to as many people like yourself as possible. I just had an interview with an online women's finance magazine. Just trying to go to as many women's organizations, speak to them, connect with women, in workshops, run online programs, and continue my private coaching. And hopefully write my book one day.
But you've written an ebook that you have for free download.
I did do that. And I know that the longer book is yet to be written.
Fantastic. Well, can't wait. Can you give us a little bit of a sneak peek into what your free ebook is all about? I know it's called
Sure.
Now That I Have My Perfect Life, Why Am I So Miserable?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this so that, women can connect with my story, that I have the perfect life on paper, and, that I was not happy, I was not fulfilled. And so I was very honest about that. And I talk about the three, what I call it, the three myths that women are buying into, which is, we have to have this all figured out by the time we're in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
That we, that just because, we're very successful at a job or getting paid a lot to do it, that we should feel fulfilled by doing it. And that, just because we have the perfect life on paper, have the shoes, have the wardrobe, the shoes, the prestigious career, all of it, that we should be fulfilled.
Mm. And as you were saying that, the first thing that came to my mind was a life on paper just gives you paper cuts.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that.
So folks, if you want to avoid those paper cuts, I highly suggest that you hop on over to unleashthebrilliancewithin.com. Check out this wonderful ebook that's free for download. Make sure you get in contact. I know that you have some wonderful programs on the Daily Ohm as well. Absolutely check out the Daily Ohm too. If someone wants to get in touch with you, aside from going to your website, how can they reach you?
Sure. I have a contact page actually on my website, which will lead them, to me directly. But if they want to just email me, it's simply ava@unleashthebrilliancewithin.com. So they could just send me a note directly.
Oh, fantastic. And I know you have, you're also on Twitter. And folks, if you need that information, you can find that on the Attraction Factor radio page on Empower Radio as well. So all that great details for how to get in touch with Ava is on the Attraction Factor page. And I encourage you to check it out. Ava, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your brilliance with the world.
I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I absolutely love having these conversations. And if I can help at least one person with this message, I'll have done my job.
Awesome. I love that mindset. And my friends, I want to I want to thank you all for joining us today, and thank you for being with the Attraction Factor over the last year and a half. As I mentioned in last week's show, today is the last live show that I'll be doing on Empower Radio. So it has been an incredible journey, and I have loved every single second of it. I want to send a special thank you to my producer, Nate, who is with us this week and has been with me for the last year and a half, for his commitment and his dedication, and for helping me to come on air every single week to be with all of you, as well as to Brent Carey, the founder of Empower Radio, who has committed himself to ensuring that positive messages, positive information get out into the world. It has been a true honor and a privilege, and I certainly hope you'll stay connected with me via Facebook on the Internal Beauty Bootcamp page. That page is still there. It's still going, and I would love for you all to stay connected, as well as on my website, whatswithinyou.com. Again, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for joining us. And be well, everyone.